You know, we have a lot of protection meetings. We're working with Brian and Pat and Chrome and everybody just make sure that we've got the right mic points, we're going to the right guys, and you know, it's a lot of communication, so we just got to work through that. Various is a good word. There's a lot of them. They're all over the place. So you get a ton of looks. You know, we're still not, I think, squared away exactly how we're going to protect, but we're definitely getting there. So they do a good job.
Hey, Jay. Last week noticed against the Packers just how much zero pressure that the Jets are bringing. It's really leaving some opportunities for Aaron down the field. Do you see opportunities as well when they bring, you know, all up blitzes like that?
Yeah, there's opportunities. You know, if you're not protecting it, that's going to keep coming. So they got to him a few times. They sacked him. They rushed some throws. They got him out of the pocket. So if you don't show that you know how to protect it, they're going to come get you.
Joe, what have you seen from the time Jimmy Clausen got here and as you guys have had an opportunity to work together and get a little bit closer? What's impressed you about him?
A lot of things. Just the way he comes to work every day. How he works with the guys, his demeanor, how receptive he is to change and coaching and meeting guys. You know, I think this has been a good experience for him, and it's been a good experience for us having him here.
All three of the touchdown passes to Brandon on Sunday were in mismatches against a rookie who's given up 6 inches and 35 pounds. How fast do you recognize that coming out of the huddle?
You know, one-on-one with any of those guys, really, we feel good about it. The way that they react to the ball, the way that the rules are structured now, you know, you got a lot of advantages for the offense. So if we see that kind of stuff, you know, we're making checks. We're going there right away.
Stand out to you about Wilkerson specifically on their front and what?
All those guys, their front seven is I hope we don't see a one better than them. You know, with the big guys, they're big guys, and that kind of defense are usually, you know, run stoppers, two gap guys. But these guys get up the field, they rush the passer, they can move. Linebackers, they do a great job of showing different looks, disguising stuff, coming from one side, giving you looks on the other side. So it's challenging. You can tell that some of these guys have been in this defense for a while.
Jay, your thoughts on Devin Hester breaking the record last night, and did you see any of his comments after the game?
No. No, I did not, but I'm happy for him. He seems to be in a good place there. Obviously, he's scoring touchdowns. That's always a good thing for him. They're using him in different ways, so couldn't be more happy for him. He's a good guy. Well deserved for him.
Is there any regret maybe about some of the ways that you guys weren't able to use him, though, seeing him have success on offense now?
I haven't watched enough to know how they're using him. You know, right now, just happy for the guy.
Jay, last week, offense starts with 6 punts, then you go 4 straight touchdowns. What's the key to not getting frustrated and sticking with what you're doing and not worrying about what happened and only focusing on what's coming up?
You know, I think it starts with Tress, just his demeanor and the way we're coached, the way we practice out there. You know, we don't card everything, so there's going to be successes, there's going to be failures, and you just got to work through them. You know, I think our defense did an excellent job of keeping us in the game, creating turnovers, giving us short field, so that made it easy for us.
Martellus and Kyle both said that the huddle can get a little chaotic. There's a lot of voices that you have to hear when you're going through that because everybody wants to have a say. How hard is it for you to deal with so many different personalities in a situation.
Martellus said that? Who said that?
Martellus and Kyle.
Yeah. You know, they know that when I get in the huddle, it's business. Let's listen to what we got to listen to and let's move on. You know, with these Monday night games, these Sunday night games, there's so many commercial timeouts that there's a lot of milling around. So that's when a lot of the talking is done with these guys, and ideas are thrown up against the board, and you know they're telling me things, and they want me to relay it to coach. So you just got to pick what you want to listen to, and what you just shake your head to and say, "Yeah, I hear you."
Jay, what'd you learn about the offense last week that you
noting down?
That's a good question. You know, a lot of times you get down like that, and it's punt, 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 punt. It's hard to crawl out of that hole. The guys, a lot of perseverance, especially up front. Some different looks. We were struggling throwing the ball, and those guys didn't get down on us. They just kept blocking and giving us time. You know, to get a touchdown there with the 2 minute, and then come back out and get another one. That was huge. That said a lot about the guys in that huddle, I think.
What changed from the first half to the second half? It seemed like they were really sitting on your routes and kind of keeping that top close to the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. You guys were able to make much more plays down the field in the second half of that game.
They didn't change. We got some PIs on the outside. Alshon caught a few balls. We got Marty involved a little bit more. We had short fields. I think those back-to-back touchdowns were, fade, and that's 14 points. So when you're getting things like that, it's kind of easy.
How does that dynamic change in the huddle? Well, the first half, there's some struggles, and then all of a sudden you're clicking in the second half. It must be a different mindset when you're all in there huddled up.
It was a weird game. Like I said, those short fields, like we weren't in the huddle that long. We had the drive coming out at halftime, and then after that it was bang bang, and now we're winning all of a sudden. So it was a different dynamic, different game. Such a change of events from the first half to the second half, and got to credit with the defense and the offensive line, really.
Do you feel more comfortable when you're on that up tempo? It seems like that 2 minute drill really got you guys into a rhythm offensively.
I think it slowed them down defensively. Got them moving around. It limits what they can do defensively, their checks and their calls and their blitzes. So we got a little bit more base stuff. We feel comfortable with some of the stuff that we do with our up-tempo in 2 minute.
We get to use an up-tempo
more against the Jets when we're... Will we? I don't know if I should tell you that. I don't know. It's definitely in the package. Got a lot of stuff. It's just so hard with their fronts, even with the up-tempo stuff, just IDing where everyone's at, it makes it difficult.
You guys are coming off a big comeback with the Jets, a little big lead. Is there an emotional edge in the way when you come off that, or the team is kind of pissed off?
Someone said it last night. I forget who, but it's whenever you're facing a team that's coming off a loss, it's dangerous, especially a tough loss. They're gonna come out. They're gonna be fired up to at home to get a win. And coming off a win that we had, sometimes there's a little bit of a lax or a lull going into the game. So we just got to make sure that this is still so early in the season, 3 games in, that we got to be ready to go from the first snap to the last snap, because we're going to get their best punch.
And then an odd couple of days for Brandon. Did you keep a pulse on that at all, and then just try to make sure that where he's at?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been texting. He's been rehabbing a lot, and hasn't been on the field with us much, but I've been texting with him just to make sure he's good. I read some of his comments from yesterday. I couldn't be more proud of him as a person, as a player, and as a friend of mine. We've all, I think, made mistakes in this room. Some of us have a hard time owning up to him, even including myself, but I think Brandon's been an open book about the mistakes that he's made, and he's made amends for him, and he's doing great things right now. So, it is what it is.
You talked a lot about how volatile he was in your early days in Denver. Mm-hmm. Even through that, why did you guys click the way you did?
Because I knew him. I knew the guy. Anybody that knows Brandon, knows there's a good person there. And like I said, a lot of people make mistakes, and Brandon, he'd be the first one to tell you he made a long, long laundry list of mistakes, but he's making up for it now, and I think anybody in that locker room would be proud to say that, one, he's their teammate, and two, he's a friend.